365 days a year, the Salvation Army's frontline feeding program in Springfield is dishing out meals to the homeless.
We serve that lunch rain, sunshine, or snow, pandemics, whatever.
That's Jeff Smith, a spokesman for the Salvation Army in Springfield. He says in more typical years, that program has provided a seated hot lunch indoors. But when the pandemic struck, the organization had to figure out how to serve those meals while also staying safe and keeping in line with local ordinances. So they quickly switched to lunches to go, like a carryout service.
We'll do sandwiches or ready-to-eat foods in those lunches at times. But also there's times that we have food that you wouldn't expect to get to go, and that's like green beans or macaroni and cheese.
Smith says the Salvation Army normally serves lunch to about 135 people a day in Springfield.
There are some days it gets down to 80 and some days as much as 185.
And at Victory Mission, Executive Director Jason Henson says the pandemic caused his organization to stop offering its free nightly meals it used to provide as an outreach to unsheltered men. That was part of an effort to cut down on the spread of the coronavirus, since shelters are considered high risk for potentially catastrophic outbreaks of COVID-19. Hinson said he thinks the fellowship or camaraderie that's been lost due to the pandemic is among the most significant changes.
I think that's the saddest thing, because that's really where conversation happens. Let's gather for food. You know, so we're feeding people, but are we giving them what they need to be the best them?
And over at Veterans Coming Home, a drop-in center for the homeless in central Springfield, hot meals are also served free of charge most days. Stephen Negroni, who was staying at Victory Mission's Page shelter a couple of weeks ago, has come here for the meal.
So they don't even serve supper down there at the Victory Square anymore, because I'm on a pay side. And unfortunately, I don't have no money till the 1st, which is next Tuesday. So if I don't eat here, I'm going to go home hungry. It's good. See, today they're having a chicken casserole for lunch.
And the pandemic has changed meals at Rare Breed, a Springfield resource and drop-in center for homeless teens and young adults run by The Kitchen, Inc. Kathy Westmoreland is the Youth Services Coordinator there.
So Rare Breed provides a meal every weeknight evening, so Monday through Friday, every evening at 4. But those are all brought to us from out in the community. They're normally served by the people that prepare them. And so normally, if it's a church group, they would come into the building and they would be able to offer that interaction and kind of love on the kids a little bit and that kind of a thing. And it's a hot meal and it's prepared and it's dished out cafeteria style right onto their plate. Obviously, we can't do it that way now.
So that center, Rare Breed, resorted to brown bag meals, she said, to keep everyone safe. But more recently, volunteers have wanted to get more creative with their donated meals.
So we've hit the point that as long as it is covered and individualized before it gets here whenever possible, then we'll give it out that way.
Nationwide, homelessness, hunger, and malnutrition are intrinsically linked. Statistics from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, show that even before the pandemic, more than 35 million Americans lived with food insecurity. And experts from Feeding America say that could rise by double-digit percentages due to the pandemic. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.